He's a hero, Ahmed Al-Ahmed praises Trump in New York. Ahmed Al-Ahmed, the Bondi Beach hero, has declared his support for U.S. President Donald Trump upon arriving in New York for further treatment. Al-Ahmed, a Syrian-born tobacconist in Sydney, went viral for his bravery in wrestling one of the alleged terrorists at Bondi Beach during one of the deadliest terror attacks in recent Australian history, which killed 15 people. The 44-year-old successfully disarmed suspect Sajid Akram, 50, before he was allegedly shot by Akram's son, 24-year-old Naveed Akram. Al-Ahmed sustained serious injuries during the attack, including 5 gunshot wounds, and underwent at least 3 rounds of surgery. He was discharged from the hospital on January 4th and has since flown to the United States, where he arrived in New York this week to begin further specialist treatment for his injuries. "I wish," said Al-Ahmed when a reporter asked if he would like to meet President Trump. "He's a hero of the world. I love him. He's a strong man." Asked about his current situation, Al-Ahmed said he was feeling good. "There is some pain, but it's all good," he said. When asked if he views himself as a hero, he stated that what he did was for the public and human beings. "I spilled my blood for Australia and for humanity, for all innocent human beings, and I would do it anywhere in the world," he told reporters in Manhattan, where he was invited to a Jewish fundraising gala as a guest of honor. Worldwide praises. In addition to being visited by Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and receiving a special award, Al-Ahmed's actions in preventing further loss of life have also earned him praise globally, including from world leaders such as President Trump and King Charles. President Trump expressed his admiration for Al-Ahmed shortly after the Bondi attack. "It's been a very, very brave person, actually, who went and attacked frontally one of the shooters and saved a lot of lives," Trump said on December 14th, while welcoming guests to the White House for Christmas and Hanukkah celebrations. "So a very brave person who's right now in the hospital, pretty seriously wounded. Great respect to that man who did that."